Update on the injury report. Really, it's the same as yesterday. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, did not participate. Shea McClellan, concussion, did not participate. Eddie Royal, knee limited. Brunell McPhee, knee limited. Bryce Callahan, quad limited. Tracy Porter, ankle limited. Adrian Amos, shoulder limited. Any questions? Gosh. Everybody's still writing that injury report. It was the same as yesterday, if you have yesterday's. All right.
Now, when it comes to finishing strong after your team is already out of the playoffs, how do you as a coach determine what is real and what is just some guys playing better when the kind of the pressure of making the playoffs is on?
Well, I don't really measure performance based on all that other stuff. Just performance is performance. So, you know, we're trying to get better. We're trying to evaluate guys and, see who's improving and see who's getting better and well enough to win.
Is there anything in particular that stuck out when you watched Jameis Winston and maybe from where he is now compared to where he was early in the season?
Yeah, I think their offense has grown, you know, as far as what they're doing. The playbook's grown. You know, I think it's pretty standard. You know, you bring guys along slowly. I think he's shown a great progression, in my opinion.
When you've been in this position before, first year with the team, your record's not as great. What do you see from – what do you want to see from guys, or what have you seen from guys in final weeks of the season with this in your experience?
You know, I think what we look for, Peggy, is, you know, is guys executing. You know, the guys that come to work every day, they prepare. My experience has been even – if you're not exactly where you want to be as a football team, structure, talent, all those things, how you execute and, the culture of preparation and being the best you can be.
Does Christmas make it hard? I mean, the players obviously with families and so forth and kids. Does sometimes Christmas make it hard to get focused?
You know, again, it's we typically are working at this holiday, much like Thanksgiving. This year we played a game. So I think, it is what it is. You have to work through it. You know, guys are professional. They understand it. You know, tomorrow morning we're starting 2 hours later just to give them an opportunity to, be with their families. You know, guys with young kids and whatnot, it's a pretty exciting time for their families. But we're still, putting in the same time. We're just starting a little bit later. And, to me it just makes you appreciate what you have and whatnot and the blessings that you have. So and they understand they have to continue that.
I think it's supposed to be in the mid-80s, maybe high-80s on Sunday. Is there anything you do different to keep guys there?
Not really. We hydrate. We talk about the science of it. And, you can't just do it the day before. It has to be something you've done, throughout the week. And then you deal with it. I mean, I came from a place where you had altitude and people did a variety of different things to adjust to that, and so that's part of the business.
John, what have you learned about Willie Young the last few months as he's progressed through everything he's progressed through as a player?
Well, I watched him, coming off of a season-ending injury, number one. That's not the easiest thing to do. Watched him basically adjust to a completely different system. He played 4-3 defensive end. To drop into coverage some. It's a misnomer, though, in a lot of 4-3 defenses with some fire zones and different schemes. Ends have to learn how to drop as well. So he spends the majority of his time wearing our sub stuff playing end anyways, but there's still some nuances. You have to tack that. It's a lot of hard work on his part, and I think he's done a good job. Okay?
Great.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a good one. All right.